So we'll be taking a door offering at the end of service this evening, and we're also going to be doing the same door offering for the same purpose next week. So just so that you know, we have that going on. I haven't been told official numbers of what we received so far, but it's been a pretty good blessing, and I'm sure a blessing to our military as well. We'll also be doing Veterans Day was this past Sunday, and so we'll kind of have our slideshow commemorating our veterans tonight as well. So look for that sometime. I think it's after the sermon. So that'll be also part of our service this evening. And so with that, let us now stand and greet one another in the name of our risen Lord and Savior. Thank you. Our service begins on page 184 in the front end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Our Old Testament reading is from 1 Kings chapter 17. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed me." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing to bring, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jar. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until that the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 9. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own. For then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel. Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes, and like greeting in the marketplaces, and have the best seats in the synagogues, in the places of honor and feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which made a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word of God, we now confess our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, which can be found on page 193. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated as we now continue with our sermon hymn number 860.
Really, that first part, though, it's
seems like it's really just a slam on the scribes and maybe wise words for pastors, you know, don't take the best seats and don't wear long flowing robes. But the truth is that it really is a slam on the scribes. It really is the law of God given to the church and to really the leaders of all kinds. But beyond all the pomp and all the circumstance, it is a truth of what is at the end result. The scribes are doing all of these things. They're doing all of these things that they are not supposed to be doing. And because of that, Jesus tells us that they are devouring widows' houses. They're doing all these things that they are not commanded by Scripture to do, and they are failing to do their responsibility. They are devouring widows' houses. You see, widows didn't have a means to support themselves. They couldn't own land. See, it all transpired by the male. And so if a husband died and you were a widow that was left, you had no way of making money. You had no way of taking care of yourself. And so it was up to the tribe to all chip in and take care of you, make sure you didn't slip through the cracks. And it was the job of the scribes to remind people of their responsibility, to remind people that it was their job to make sure these people didn't slip through the cracks. So after saying this, after telling this to his disciples, Jesus sits and stares at the treasury where people drop off their offerings to the temple. He is looking specifically at the one on the woman's side of the temple. There was two sides, and one was the woman's side of the temple. And while plenty come in and they give out of their abundance, they give out of their wealth, eventually, a widow comes in. She is a widow that has been devoured, you might say. Her house has been devoured. She has nothing. She has but two little coins. Nothing when compared to the others. Yet while the others give out of their abundance, the widow has nothing to offer. Her house has been devoured. She has slipped through the cracks. She has nothing to give. Yet she gives anyway. Instead of being uplifted by her community, instead of being taken care of by the tribe and by the scribes are taking her home and they are using it to develop their own pomp. They are taking her house and they are using it to have those long flowing robes and so on. The widow is the example of the carnage that the scribes have left in their wake. The widow, by her offering, shows her faith. She gives all. Even when she shouldn't have to, she gives anyway. She gives when she has none, while others fail to help when they have plenty. As Jesus gives this example to the scribes, he's explaining to them the importance of being and doing what they have been called to do. If the scribes have been doing what they are called to do instead of their current circumstance and behavior, this widow would not have been in this position. And if the disciples were to be followers of Scripture, they would need to follow Christ's words and make themselves last. They would have to uplift those that are on the bottom. So how have we done? Have we made sure that those that are on the bottom are taken care of? Have we, as Christians, looked for those in our own midst? As Luther would put it, are we looking out for our neighbors? You see, our good works that we do and accomplish, they do nothing for our salvation. That's something that's at the core of Scripture. Our salvation has been taken care of through the work of Christ Jesus. Our good works that we do, that we accomplish, are there to help those that are in need, to help and care for those who have slipped through the cracks. But please hear me. We're not talking about the next program. We're not talking about the next thing that needs to be funded. We're not talking about anything like that. We're not even talking about the next state over. We're talking about here. This text is directed at us as individuals, as the church, as someone here at Sand Prairie slipped through the cracks. Does someone need companionship or a prayer? Who is in need among us that we can help? So all these things that we are called to do, to make sure of some things that we don't do, this is not something that we do for salvation. These are things that we are called to do because we are Christians. And because we have been saved through the work of Christ, we follow Christ. We act on what he calls us to do. It is Christ who calls us to be the saints. It is Christ who saw us in the midst of our greatest need, who saw us when we could do nothing to save ourselves. He could have let us slip through the cracks. He could have demanded that we give all and then some. He could have devoured our houses and left us with no hope. Yet this is not what he did. When we were at our weakest, our Savior showed us his strength. He showed us his strength. And in the midst of his strength, he gave us all that we would have grace and life and have it to the fullest. It is through his work that no one falls to the crack of salvation, but all who have faith in him have eternal life. Regardless of whether you are rich or poor or any other detail you want to throw in there, it doesn't matter. Those who cling to Christ in faith have salvation in his name. And now may the peace of Christ, who passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. As we continue with our service, please stand as we now prepare our hearts for prayer. Hope. Let us now pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Each petition will end. Let us pray to the Lord. The congregational response is here our prayer. People loved by God, let us come before our Heavenly Father in the name of his Son, asking him to grant every good gift to us and all in need, that he would graciously keep us in his divine word and send out faithful laborers into his harvest. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That he would mercifully assist all our sisters and brothers who are assaulted for Christ, that they would remain steadfast in true faith with patience and according to his will, that the persecution may end or be lightened. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That he would open the door for his gospel to be preached in every place, and that he would overthrow all that oppose its spread. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That he would hold in his gracious protection all leaders and officers of our nation and state. As we remember our veterans this past weekend and on Monday, we also pray for all of our military personnel, including Travis Banks, Allison Barth, Charles Barth, Madeline Barth, Nicholas Barth, Drew Brown, Nathan Dean, Ian McCreeter, Abby Lutz, Ben Lutz, Derek Lutz, Stephen Watts, Vincent Grant, and Tanner Zach, preserving them from all evil, protecting them, and blessing them in body and soul. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That he would comfort, keep, and assist all those afflicted and troubled, the sick, and especially those with medical difficulties, and those who continue their recovery, including Mark Schlater and Bill Baker, and also with those who are having tests done, including Queen Green, and all who have asked for our prayers, all women with children, all young children in mourning, and those in any need. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That he would graciously defend us from all adversity and evil, and that he would preserve and bless the fruits of the field and give us grace to enjoy them in peace and health with thankful hearts. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. All these things and whatever else you know us to need, grant us, kind Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated as we now have our tribute. There it is. I knew it. us now stand as we continue our service with the service of the sacrament that is done on page 184.
Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.